Is snoring all in your head? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Orthodontists are in the business of straightening their patients' jaws and teeth, so over the years they've become experts at characterizing the shape of people's heads using x-rays and other measurement techniques. That's according to orthodontist Mark Hans of Case Western Reserve University in Ohio. Now, Hans and his colleagues have used those techniques to look at obstructive sleep apnea, a condition many snorers have. The throat collapses and blocks the airway, startling them awake many times during the night.
So the hypothesis was that individuals with the wider heads that are shorter front to back would have a wider airway that was shorter front to back, and it would be easier than when they were laying on their backs for this airway to collapse.
The researchers measured the heads of more than 500 people and gave them an overnight sleep test. Sure enough, they found that people with wider heads had a higher incidence of sleep apnea than people with long, thin heads. Still, Hans says head shape is just one of many risk factors for apnea.
An individual who snores and is overweight, has a round-shaped head, is sleepy during the day, might want to talk to their physician about getting an overnight sleep test.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.